Good evening.
大家晚上好。
You could assume your positions. I asked them to stay up there.
他们就在上面待命。
Because I'm not going to speak long.
因为不会讲太久。
Only 4 hours.
只讲四小时。
You know when a preacher says he's not going to speak long, you know he's lying to you.
当讲员说不会讲太久，他总是在撒谎的。
But our intention is not to speak long.
我们的意思是本意是不要讲太久。
How many of you could feel the presence of the Lord here tonight?
多少人已经感受到神的同在了？
You know we come together for this reason.
我们来聚在一起就是为这个原因。
We don't come to receive a teaching.
我们不是来领受一个教导。
In fact, the true essence of worship is not us coming to receive anything.
来敬拜的核心就是不是要来领受什么。
That's how orphans live.
孤儿才这么想。
They come to receive.
就是来得着。
But sons.
但是儿子。
They show up.
他们来。
And they give.
他们来给予。
That's what worship is. It's giving.
敬拜是一种给予。
It's a covenantal relationship with God.
它是跟神的约的关系。
And I believe God is restoring covenant back into the church.
我相信神在教会恢复与他的约的关系。
He's teaching us about covenant.
他教导我们关于约的事。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, covenant is based upon what we give, not what we receive.
约是基于我们能给出什么，而不是得到什么。
And there's something that we can bring, all of us.
我们每个人都可以有一些贡献。
There's something that we can bring in to contribute into the body of Christ.
我们每个人都对基督的身体可以有所贡献。
Because the kingdom resides in you.
因为天国就在你的里面。
How many of you believe that?
多少人相信呢？
I hope none of you came to receive prayer for me.
我希望没有人是来要索取他的祷告。
If you did, there's a problem.
如果你是这么想的，就有问题了。
Because I really don't have anything to give to you.
因为我没什么可以给大家的。
But I could point you to the one who has everything for you.
但是我可以把你带到那位可以给予你的那一位的面前。
And especially in the Asian culture.
尤其是亚洲文化。
You know, we elevate the one leader.
我们抬高这个带领者。
And that person we get everything from.
就想从那个人得到一切。
And when our leader gets tired, we wonder why.
当领袖疲惫的时候，我们就说为什么你会疲惫？
We're saying, why can't you provide the things that I need?
为什么你不能提供我所需要想要的？
Don't you love me?
你不爱我吗？
Don't you care for me?
你不在乎我吗？
Yes, but we're tired.
是的，但是我们很累了。
And that's why God is restoring something in the body of Christ.
所以神在他的身体中正在恢复一些东西。
You know, I go to Chinese churches all over the world.
我在全世界各地到华人的教会。
Because I look Chinese.
因为我喜欢中国人。
I do.
我觉得是真的。
But this is what I experience.
但是我的经历是这样。
Can you pray for me?
你能给我祷告吗？
Do you have a word for me?
你对我有什么启示的话语吗？
Can you prophesy over me?
你给我发个预言吧。
Can you impart to me?
你来给我分赐恩膏吧。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
这个没有错。
Except the same people ask me year after year after year after year.
但是同样的人一年一年一年总是这样的向我来要。
But I have something to tell you.
但是我要告诉你。
You have something to give too.
你也有可以给予别人的东西。
There's a gift that God gave you so you can contribute into the body of Christ.
神也给了你恩赐，让你可以贡献在基督的身体里。
So we have to break out of this Confucianistic culture.
所以我们要打破这种文化，儒家的文化。
And we have to break into kingdom culture.
我们要进入天国的文化。
And in the kingdom, everybody is powerful.
在天国里，每个人都是有能力的。
Everybody has something. Everyone has something to give.
每一个人都有可给予的东西。
Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm here to tell you tonight, you have something to contribute.
今天晚上我就要告诉你，你有可以贡献的。
I'm not going to pray for everybody tonight.
今天晚上我不给任何人祷告。
But everyone's going to receive prayer.
但是每个人会领受到祷告。
Because you're going to pray for somebody.Tonight. And when you pray for them, you're going to see healings and miracles and people delivered.
当你为别人祷告的时候，你就会看到医治释放。
Because I'm not the only one gifted.
我不是那个唯一有恩赐的人。
Look at your neighbor and say you're gifted.
看你旁边的人说你是有恩赐的。
Look at your other neighbor and say you're anointed.
跟你旁边的人说你是有恩膏的，你是有恩膏的，对不对？你是有恩膏的。好像有。
So that means it's going to be an easy night for me.
所以今天晚上对他来说就很轻松了。没关系，我没地方。
God's going to make my work easy tonight.
神会让我今天晚上工作很轻松。
Because we're going to step into who God says we are.
因为我们要跨入进去，说神说我们是什么样的人，我们今天要操练。
We're a royal priesthood.
我们是君尊的祭司。
Which means our first ministry as priests is unto the Lord.
所以我们第一个侍奉就是在神面前像祭司一样。
It's our worship.
就是我们的祷告。
And then we minister. We've been all given one ministry.
我们每个人都会都被给予了一个事工。
The Bible only really talks about one ministry.
圣经里面不是只是讲到这一项事工。
We could talk about the prophetic ministry, healing ministry, apostolic. We could talk about all of these various types and expressions of ministry.
圣经里讲到各种的事工，先知的服事，这个使徒的服事，各项的服事。
But we've been only given really one ministry.
但其实我们只被给予了一项服事。
Everything else is subjective.
其他的都是第二位的服事。
And the one ministry, he's given you and I the ministry of reconciliation.
他给你我的第唯一的项服事就是和好。
Amen.
Amen.
And so we're all ministers.
所以我们都是宣教士。
We just have a different ministry in different places.
我们只是在不同的地方进行不同的具体服事。
Some of your ministry is in business.
有些人的服事是在你的事业中。
Some of your ministry could be in government.
有些是在政府中。
Some of your ministry could be in the church.
有些在教会中。
But majority of you are not called to be in the church.
大部分人的呼召不是全职服事。
Only 2% of the population, and that's a high figure, are called into full-time ministry.
基督身体只有2%的人被呼召全职服事。
So God's changing the paradigm.
神正在改变这个范式。
Before we used to want the best of the best to be in the church.
以前我们认为最好的就是在教会里服事。
But now,
但现在
we want the best of the best to be in the public square.
我们希望是在公众领域把最好的给出去。
Everyone has a pulpit.
每个人都有他的讲台平台。
But not everyone's pulpit is within the four walls of the church.
但不是每一个人的这个平台都在教会里面四面墙里面。
So God is doing something new.
神正在做一些新事。
Where He's taking us.
他带我们。
From the pulpit to the public square.
从我们的这个教会的讲台带出去。
To demonstrate.
再到公众场合来彰显。
The power of His love.
他爱的能力。
To a community that have yet to experience Him.
都到那些没有经历过神的社区中。
Because when it comes to following Jesus,
当谈到跟随耶稣，
it's about experiencing God.
就是要经历神。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and a lot of people say, well, it's not about experience.
那很多人说不是关于经历。
Well, they just don't know their Bible.
因为他们不知道，没经历过。
You know how when the Apostle Paul says, "I want to know Him."
当保罗说我想真认识他。
And in his apostolic prayer that we would know him, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ would give to the church in Ephesus the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God.
以弗所书里面讲到说我们要有智慧启示的灵，我们可以开我们的眼睛，可以真认识他。
To know, the knowledge word, there's two different words in the Greek for knowledge.
那个认识知识，对跟神有关的知识有两个词。
One is gnosis.
一个是 gnosis.
Which is intellectual knowledge.
就是这个这个知识性的认识。
And a lot of people know Jesus intellectually.
很多人是智性的来认识神。
And so they know him intellectually, and so that's why they could be persuaded away from him.
他很多人就是智性的认识神，但是好像反而从神那里被远离了。
The second Greek word.
第二个词。
Is epignosis.
是 epignosis.
It means.To gain knowledge through experience.
透过经验来认识一个人。
Experiential knowledge.
就是经验性的认识知识。
People come to me and say, I know you.
很多人跑来说我认识你。
I've never seen them in my life.
我从来都没见过这个人。
I said, how do you know me?
我就说你怎么能认识我呢？
They said, I read about your bio.
人说看到你的自传。
No, you know of me.
你知道关于我。
But you don't know me.
但是你不是真认识我。
Many people know of Jesus.
有些人知道关于耶稣。
But they don't know him.
但不是真认识他。
You'll get to know me over a nice third wave cup of coffee.
你只有跟我一起坐下来喝咖啡才能真认识我。
It's coffee and Jesus.
就是跟耶稣要有这个。
Because the anointing always flows with good coffee.
要有这个咖啡时间，因为在咖啡时间就有恩膏流下来。
That's when we get to know each other.
这才是我们经历性要认识彼此。
Because we're connecting heart to heart.
我们心与心相连。
And see, and so we need to experience God in a new way.
所以我们要以新的方式来经验经历神。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what.This miracle, signs and wonders and healings, it's all about experiencing the love of God. So you are a walking experience waiting to happen for a world around you. See, many of you are looking for an experience with God. You already experienced God. That's why you're here.
You already experienced God. That's why you're here. You already experienced
God. Amen.
Amen.
See, so instead of looking for another experience, become the experience for other people.
不要去寻求另外的经验，而要为了别人成为那个经历本身。
Everywhere you go,
你不管去哪里，
you demonstrate
你就彰显
the love of God,
彰显出神的爱。
And it could be as simple as I just feel like God saying He loves you today.
可能很简单，跟某一个人说，我就感受到神要我对你说神爱你。
See, sometimes we complicate it because of the religious spirit.
很多时候因着宗教的灵，我们把事情搞很复杂。
But the gospel is simple.
但是福音很简单。
The beauty of the gospel is it's against nobody.
福音的美丽就是它不与任何人相敌对。
The gospel is for everybody.
福音是给每个人的。
People are against people.
只有人才与人相对。
But the gospel is for everybody. It's against nobody.
福音不与任何人相对，它是给每个人的。
It's all inclusive.
它是包括每一个人的。
That's good news.
这是好消息。
That's good news.
这是好消息。
Today,
今天,
this morning,
今天早晨,
we had an opportunity to go to some nice coffee places here in Vancouver.
我们去了一个咖啡店。
And how many of you like coffee?
多少人喜欢喝咖啡?
You're my brother and you're my sister.
我们真是兄弟姐妹啊。
And we went around a couple places.
我们去了一两个地方。
And David and I and another friend of mine,
严光和他和另外一个朋友,
we went to this place called, yeah,What's the name of the place?
他忘记那个地方的名字。
Where do we go? Oh, Timber Train, right? No, not Tim Horton. That's not real coffee.
Tim Horton 不是真咖啡。
You know, but there's grace. It's okay.
有恩典还好。
We went to Timber Train. It's a third wave coffee. Next time I come, I'll do a seminar on coffee.
下次他开一个关于咖啡的讲座。
And so we went to a place called, and then we ordered our coffee.
就要了咖啡。
And we sat down.
就坐在那里。
And we're just sharing and talking.
就是在分享讲话。
And I ended up talking to some of the baristas about the process of coffee.
就是关于咖啡的这个制作过程。
And the different types of coffee from different regions, and the Yurgachev, and then the Geisha coffees, and all these things that you're not interested in.
就是从各种区域来的不同的咖啡怎么处理培制它们。
And so there's a lady behind us with her daughter just having coffee, and just she was the young daughter was having a cake.
我们后面坐了一个女士和她的女儿在吃蛋糕喝咖啡。
And she just kind of.Included herself in our conversation.
那个女士就自己加入我们的谈话。
And so we began talking to her.
我们就一起谈话。
And she said, "How does it feel to travel all around the world drinking coffee?"
她就问她说，你周游全世界各地，到处品尝咖啡，什么感觉
？I said, "I love it."
我说我很喜欢。
And she said, "I wish I could do that."
她说我也希望我能那样。
And so we're just chatting with her, and she says, "What do you do?"
那个女士问她说，你是做什么为职业的？
I said, I'm a human developer.
我说我是建立人的。
I said, I help and train people in humanitarian work.
我就是建立人，培训人。
Because what we do, we have a lot of anti-trafficking work in Asia.
就是我们在亚洲有很多什么。贩卖人口的这个人贩子。
So we work with child soldiers and kids who are sold into sex slavery.
我们就是跟那些人合作，去帮助那些被卖给那个就是做性奴隶的那些儿童。
And in India, we buy slaves back their freedom and reunite them with their family.
在印度，我们就会买那些被卖掉的孩子，然后再把他们送回家里。
Did you know in India, you could for $100, you could buy a slave their freedom back?
在印度$100就可以买一个奴隶的孩子，就是得自由。
And so we do work like this.
我们就做这些工作。
You know, there's babies being sold into sex trafficking 3, 4, 5 months old.
3-5 months的婴儿就被卖到那个就是像是做性奴隶的那种。
And so we do a lot of training and we go after to see the justice of God on the earth.
我们就是做很多这方面的培训呢，就是工作，就要看到神的公义能够彰显在地上。
If us Christians don't get involved, what are we doing?
如果我们基督徒都不参与的话，那我们还做什么？
Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, we should start sharing just very briefly.
我们就在那里跟那个女士分享这些。
Yeah, you're clapping because you know what? You're going to do this too.
我们也会做同样的事，对吗？所以我们才拍手，对吗？
Amen.
Amen.
And she says, that's incredible.
那个女士说，哇，这个你太棒了。
But then I wanted to make sure that I somehow included my walk with Jesus to let her know why I do what I do.
那我就想在谈话中就讲到是我跟神同行的这个方面，为什么会做这些，我就想讲。
So I said I do a lot of humanitarian work and we do human development.
我就是讲到我们关于做建设人的工作，人权的工作。
And I said the reason why I do that is because the foundation of my faith.
我就说我做这些原因是因着我信仰的根基。
I said I'm a follower of Jesus.
我说我是基督的跟随者。
And if you look at his life,
如果你看他的生活
，I said he benefited everybody.
他给每个人带来益处。
And I said, I want to follow Jesus in the way he lived here as he did.
我就想跟随耶稣过他过的生活。
And I was continuing conversation.
我就接着跟这女士谈话。
Because I was waiting for God to give me a word for them.
因为我等待神给我一个话语给他们讲。
Meanwhile, I'm asking God, what do you want to say to them?
同时我就问神，你要跟他们讲什么？
Do you have a word for them?
你是不是对他们有
句话？ I know he does.
我知道神有话。
And so I just keep talking until I feel like God's saying something.
我就继续跟他们讲话，一直到我领受神的话。
And all of a sudden, the Lord gave me an impression for her daughter.
突然神就给我一个对她小女儿的一个感受。
And I just looked at her daughter and said, you know, you're so beautiful.
我就看她小女儿说你很美丽。
And I said, keep dreaming.
就是我说你要继续的做梦。
And the mom goes, she dreams.
妈妈就说她真的是做梦。
Is that what she said? She was surprised. She goes, yeah, she dreams.
妈妈就很奇怪，就说她真的是喜欢做梦。
I said, I know she dreams.
我就说我知道。
And I said, I want to encourage you to help her write down the dreams.
我说我要鼓励她把梦记下来。
Because God's speaking her to her dreams, and it's going to give her some direction for her future.
因为神在这个梦中要指引她关于她的前途未来。
She's so blessed.
这个女士就特别感觉被祝福，知道是从神来的，耶稣来的话。
She didn't get saved.
她没有得救。
I wish she did.
我希望她会得救。
But in this instance, she didn't. But we sowed a seed.
但是我们至少种了个种子。
She encountered God.
她遇到了神。
And then my other friend.
我另外的朋友。
He says, "I have a word for you."
说我对这个女士有一句话。
And she received the word.
这个女士又领受了这个话。
See, don't look for an experience.
所以不要去寻求经历。
Become the experience.
你要成为这个经历。
Because Christ in you.
因为基督在你里面。
The Holy Spirit chose you as a dwelling place.
圣灵选择你做他的居所。
The kingdom is in you.
天国在你里面。
Amen.
Amen.
And if the kingdom's in you.
如果天国在你里面。
You need to demonstrate what's inside of you.
你要把你里面的所有的彰显出来。
Because the world inside you is always the world that you create around you.
因为你里面的世界才能够创造你外面的世界。
And the world inside you is the kingdom of God.
你里面的世界就是神的国。
Amen.
Amen.
Smile.
笑一笑，对他。
We're in church.
我们在教会啊。
We're supposed. Some of you are like, ha ha ha. Let me show you how to laugh. Listen, we need to we have something that the world longs for.
我们里面有那世界都在寻求的东西在我们里面。
But you hide it so well.
但是我们把它藏得那么好。
You're like, and it's like have some joy.
要有点喜乐吧。
And it's Asians.I have joy.
亚洲人就说我有喜乐。
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
我有喜乐在我里面，我有喜乐在我里面。
Listen, you're major. You're major.
你的。
You're major. You're major. I'm going to keep saying it until someone helps her with that word. You're major. You're not a minor. You're major. You're major.
你是大多数，不是少数。
You're major. Look at your neighbor and say you're major.
你是大多数，不是少数人，是吗？
So stop singing in a minor key. Stop living your life like you're living in a minor key.
不要好像大调和小调。
That went over some of y'all's head.
什么意思？
I don't know what any of you are saying, but that's really good.
不知道我们在讨论什么，但是就是那个意思吧。
It's about a 45-second delay reaction. Are you having fun?
是不是很有趣？
Did you know when you laugh, it attracts His presence?
你知道当你笑的时候，就吸引神的同在。
You know, sometimes when His presence comes, we become solemn and all.
很多时候他同在来的时候我们就很严肃了
and holy.
很庄重很圣洁
But did you know that you could still laugh?
你知道吗你我们是可以笑的
You could smile.
我们可以笑
Because when his presence comes,
当他同在来的时候
you know, there's joy.
就有喜乐
Amen. And some of you are going to get some new joy tonight.
今天晚上有些人会得到新的喜乐
Amen.
Amen.
I like all of you.
真的很喜欢大家。
See, Vancouver has received many prophetic words.
温哥华这个城市领受过很多先知性话语。
Words about another outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
就是关于圣灵再次浇灌的这先知性话语。
A couple years ago,
两年前
a good friend of mine,
一个好朋友
he's like an uncle to me.
就像我的叔叔。
He's a prophet by the name of James Gall.
他是一个先知叫 James Gong
he gave a prophetic word
他发出一个先知性话语
and he said along the west coast
他说在整个西岸
is going to be a west coast rumble
会有一个西岸的一个什么搅动震动
and that God was going to touch down on every port city on the west coast
神要把西岸的每一个港口城市都要来触摸
and then he looked at a friend of ours by the name of Jeremy and Miranda Nelson
他就跟我们一个共同的朋友说
and he said and it's going to start in San Diego
就说这个运动要从圣地亚哥开始
and what he didn't know was Jeremy and Miranda were having a conference that following weekend
但他不知道当时我们那个朋友在下个星期就有一个特会
and during that weekend revival broke out
在那个特会上有个复兴就生出来了
so in San Diego there's been a revival that's been taking place for over 700 days right now
所以在圣地亚哥的这个复兴持续了700天了已经
And now from that place pockets of revival started breaking out in different cities
所以从那个地方开始复兴就开始进到一些不同的城市
And God's continuing to move
神还在这个运动中
Seattle my friend started doing a revival in Seattle
那西雅图他的朋友就是看到这个西雅图也有复兴
You know Darren Stott And they've been in for hundreds of days as well
也是已经有数百天了
And the Lord's breaking out.
神就在各地引发。
He's releasing His fire again.
他又一神又一次在释放他的火。
Is Vancouver not a port city?
温哥华是不是一个港口城市？
If it happens in Seattle,
如果它这些事能够发生在西雅图，
and it's happening in San Diego,
能够发生在圣地亚哥，
why not in Vancouver?
为什么不能发生在温哥华呢？
Why not here in Van City?
为什么不能发生在温哥华呢？
Why not here?
为什么不能发生在这里？
If God could break out in the nations,
如果神可以在列国这样爆发，
Jesus, the same God that's in the nations is the same God who resides here.
那么在列国的神也是同样是我们的神。
And I just have a sense that God wants to break out in a fresh way.
我就是感受到神要在这里有一个新鲜的一个的爆发。
And so as I was praying about this,
我们就是这样祷告。
The Lord began to speak to me, saying, "There's another healing wave coming to Canada."
神就跟我说，有一个新的医治浪潮来到加拿大。
And from the leaves of healing of Canada is going to extract a healing anointing that's going to go back to the nations.
就是这个枫叶的这个医治的旗子，这个医治要进入列国。
So that tonight, I was sitting in the back there worshiping.
今天晚上，刚才我在外面敬拜。
I get a phone call from a prophet friend in Canada.
我就接到一个加拿大的先知朋友的电话。
His name's Samuel Robinson.
他的名字叫 Samuel Robinson.
And he says, Tony.
他说托尼。
I'm driving home, and the Lord told me to call you.
我正在开车回家，神让我给你打电话。
I said, Sammy, what's going on?
我就说 Samuel 怎么了
？It's the way I talk to my friends.
我就是这样跟朋友讲话。
I said, What's up?
我说怎么了？什么事？
Everyone say what's up?
每个人都像他这样说。
You do it with such a good Chinese accent.
大家说的很有中国口音，说的很好。
And he said, "This is what the Lord's been speaking to me."
他的朋友就说神这样对我讲。
And he began sharing what he felt I was supposed to be a part of in Canada.
他就那个朋友感受到说他会成为加拿大的一部分。
And he said, "Where are you?"
他就问他说你在哪儿呢？
I said, "I'm in Canada."
我就说我在加拿大。
He said, "What? Where?"
他说哪里？加拿大哪里？
I said, "I'm in Van City."
他说我在温哥华。
He said, "I'm in Edmonton on my way home right now."
他朋友说我在 Edmonton 正在回家。
And he said, "We gotta talk, buddy."
我们要谈一谈。
I said, "I gotta go to a service, buddy."
我说我现在要讲到了。
I said, "We gotta talk."
他朋友说我们要晚一点要讲一讲。
And he said, "What's God saying?"
他朋友说神说什么
I said, I feel like there's another healing revival coming across Canada.
他说我感受到有个新的医治恩膏正流向加拿大
And he said, you'll never believe it.
他朋友说你不会相信
He said, healings are starting to break out throughout all of Canada right now.
他朋友就说医治在加拿大的各地都开始发生
He said, the Lord spoke to me and said that there's the healing anointing from the healing leaves is being released in Canada again.
他的朋友就说神对我说这个医治的叶子上面这个医治恩膏正在流向列国现在开始了
A?
Amen.
And see, and so God is moving right now.
神现在正在运行。
And for such a time as this,
就像这样的时间。
You and I are alive.
你和我还活着。
We are breathing.
我们在呼吸。
It's not by accident.
不是偶然的。
You weren't born and God said, "Oops."You're not a oops.
你不是一个意外，一个偶然，一个错误。
Oh, Tony's born. How did that happen? That was a mistake.
你说，哎呦，怎么会他在这里？这是一个错误。
Stop living like a oops.
不要活得像你是个错误一样。
Stop living like you're a mistake.
不要活得像你是个错误一样。
Stop living like you need to be fixed.
不要活得像你一直要被修理一样。
Here's the good news. God didn't fix you.
这是一个好的消息，神爱你。
He never will fix you.
他不是要怎么修理你。
Because you ain't a machine.
因为你不是个机器。
He killed you.
他杀死了你。
And then he created you again.
他重新创造了你。
Start living as new creation.
要活得像一个新造的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you doing okay?
我们还好吗？
There's prophetic words that we need to contend for.
有一些先知的话语是我们要抓住的。
What if this year is the year of the birthing of the prophetic words over the city?
也许今年就是那个先知性话语要对这个城市的先知性话语生产出来的日子。
You know what I believe?
你知道我相信什么吗？
This next season you're coming into.
我们要进入的下一个季节。
Okay, good. We just had to have a secret meeting here. This next season for this church.
这个教会下一个季节。
I hear you're moving.
听着，我们要搬到新堂。
You scared me.
吓了他一跳。
Where are you moving to?
我们要搬到哪里呀？
Glad tidings.Glad tidings is a well of the healing revival.
知道吗？喜讯会就是那个医治的这个浪潮开始的那个地方，那个井。
What if God said, in this season, I'm planting the Chinese people in a well that's been plugged up, but they're going to re-dig it by their fiery intercession to see another move of God birth in this nation.
所以神就是要把我们作为华人带到那个地方去，使他复兴和他的这个医治的恩膏所在的源头，要再次把这个复兴带出来。
I believe it.
我很相信。
I believe it.
我相信。
I believe it. Do you believe it?
我相信，你们相信吗？
Can you dare to dream with God?
相信。相信。
You need a priest like me. Hold your microphone in your left hand. Say, put your right foot forward. Say, do you dare to believe and dream with God?
我们真的相信神的梦想吗？
You have kids, right?
Three.
You have, she has three kids. I bet you yelled at them louder than that before.
再要我再大点声喊，像喊孩子一样吗？大点声喊。
Like this. Do you dare to dream with God?
你真的愿意跟神一起做梦吗？
Not only do you dare to dream, you got to start living as the dream.
不只是敢于做梦，要活在这个梦中。
Because you're a dream come true.
因为我们的梦会实现。
God had a dream.
神有一个梦想。
He wraps skin around it.
他把它包起来。
And he put you on the earth.
他把你放在地上。
To become the fulfillment of his dreams.
要成为他梦想的实现。
Are you with me?
在跟着他吗？
That was like really good news.
真的是个好消息。
This is what God's word says.
神的话这么说。
I send foreigners into land to give them a new perspective of that which they don't know.
就是我要把先锋者先带到那个地方去，来带领他们来进入以前不知道的东西事情。
God sent me as a foreigner to you.
神把我带到你们中间，像一个先锋。
From California.
从加州把我带来。
To tell you something.
从加州把我带来，告诉你们这件事情。
To show you something you may not see in your own city because of familiarity.
那带我们看到一些事情，因为我们在这个城市太熟悉了，以至于我们看不见。
God didn't send me to just use me to minister to you.
神带我来不只是要服侍你们一下。
He sent me to see an army of sons rise up.
神带我来要看到有个儿子的军队要兴起来。
So that I don't minister to you, we all minister together to see transformation in a city.
我不是要来跟你们讲什么，而是我们要一起来就是来看到这个教会的这个城市的转换。
Pastor's wife Judy came up this morning and she said, "Don't celebrate Halloween."
师母今天早上说不要来过鬼节。
October 31st is Halloween.
十月三十一号是鬼节。
I don't call it Halloween.
我不叫它是 Halloween.
October 31st.
十月三十一号。
1517.
一五一七年。
501 years ago.
五百零一年前。
Was a day of the Reformation.
是马丁路德改教的那一天。
It's when Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses in a door in Wittenberg, Saxony, to make a prophetic statement.
马丁路德在那一天把九十五条贴在威灵堡的这个教会的这个门上。
It's Reformation Day.
就是改教的那一个纪念日。
You may not celebrate Halloween, but you know what? There's something to celebrate.
我们不纪念鬼节，但是我们可以来庆祝这个改教纪念日。
Because we're in a new day, it's a new Reformation.
因为我们现在正处于一个新的改教的时代。
It's revival unto Reformation.
就是从复兴到更新。
Amen.
Amen.
This is the way God always worked throughout history.
是神在历史上就是这样做事。
He began with renewal with the church.
在先把教会更新。
Where there's an awakening with the church.
先把教会唤醒。
And then revival broke out.
然后复兴就来了。
That's when the renewal of the church starts breaking out, and we start seeing salvations in community.
那教会一更新，我们就会看到社区很多人得救。
A move of God without salvations is a renewal or refreshing.
神的这个神的运动总是带着这个救恩，就叫做一个更新。
Because one of the hallmarks of revival are souls saved. It's the harvest.
因为复兴的一个标志往往就是福音的收割。
And if we call it revival, I guarantee it's a small R revival, not a capital R revival. If there's no harvest.
如果复兴没有这个伴随着很大量的灵魂收割，那是一个小写的复兴，不是一个大写的复兴。
But then when revival continues to grow and be sustained within society,
但这个复兴一直在增长，然后停留在社区的时候，
it changes the systemic structure of the soul of the community, which then brings about reformation.
就是可以改变这个社区的这个灵魂的这个整个人的这个模式，以至于把整个的社区都完全的更新了。
So we're living in the days of Reformation.
所以我们是活在这个就像以前的改教的这样的一个改革变改革的这个时间。
Historians and scholars say every 500 years it's a macro level Reformation, and in between are micro levels of Reformation.
我想他是说研究这个基督教历史的人都知道，说五百年就会有一个大的复兴。出现中间有一个小的复兴
Is there another word? It's 复兴 revival? I said reformation though
改革改革更新
We're going from 复兴 to 改革
从复兴到改革
That's what we're doing I told you I feel it
那个感觉到
See, I just learned something.
又学了一个词。
And God wants to use you.
神要使用每位。
He doesn't want to use the person with the microphone.
他不是只是使用就是拿麦克风的人。
He's giving your own microphone.
他给每一个人你的麦克风。
You need to use it.
你需要使用它。
It's called the voice.
就是叫你的声音。
Use your voice.
使用你的声音。
See, in Luke 9:1.
路加福音九章一节。
It says, and Jesus gave his disciples power and authority.
耶稣就给他的门徒权柄能力。
He gave his disciples power and authority.
给他的门徒权柄和能力。
To cast out devils and heal the sick.
来赶出污鬼医治病人。
You heal the sick with power.
你医病是靠着能力。
But you don't cast out devils with power.
但是你不是靠能力来赶鬼。
You cast it out with authority.
你是靠权柄来赶鬼。
Because the devil has power,
因为鬼也有能力
but you have something that the devil doesn't have, which is authority.
但是你有鬼所没有的，就是你有权柄
Because Jesus took the keys of authority back and gave it back to his disciples.
因为耶稣有权柄，他把他的权柄给了门徒
And are we not his disciples?
我们是他的门徒，我们是他的门徒吗？是。
We are his disciples.
我们是他的门徒。
And so the Holy Spirit's moving.
所以圣灵正在运行。
Say Holy Spirit.
说圣灵。
Say Holy Spirit.
说圣灵。
Say Holy Spirit.
说圣灵。
Holy Spirit's moving.
说圣灵在运行。
And so we need to know Holy Spirit.
我们要认识圣灵。
In John chapter 14, it talks about how Jesus speaks to his disciples about how he's going to go away, but he's going to send somebody.
约翰福音十四章，耶稣说他要去，但是他要差派圣灵来。
And if you follow the conversation, it's very confusing.
你如果读那段的话，你就会觉得很迷惑。
He says, I'm going to go away and you're not going to see me.
我要离开，你们不会再见我。
But I'm going to send you someone that you can't see, but you're going to see me.
但是我要差另一位来，你们是不可见的，但是你们会透过他看到我。
And the disciples, again, John says, don't say anything because Peter's probably going to say something.
门徒又不说话了，约翰说啥也别说，可能彼得会说话的。
They're totally confused.
他们很疑惑的。
It's talking about Holy Spirit.
这是谈到圣灵。
See, a lot of times when we think of Holy Spirit,
很多时候我们想到圣灵
you know, we know about the Godhead,
我们知道他的神性
the Trinity,
三一
we have the Father,
天父
and then we have Jesus,
耶稣
you know, the Father's big,
天父很大
right, he's got a deep voice,
他有很大的声音
and then there's Jesus,
耶稣
he's a friend,
他是朋友
he's our elder brother,
是我们的长兄
and then we haveA bird.
然后我们有一只一个鸽子。
You know, we treat Holy Spirit like a thing.
我们就看待圣灵像一个东西。
He's a person.
他是一个有位格的人。
And so let me tell you how this works.
我告诉你是怎么运行的。
I know people said you'll never understand the Trinity.
很多人说你永远不会明白三位一体。
But this is what I believe.
但是我是这样相信的。
God hides things for us.
神把一些事向我们隐藏
It's for God to conceal a matter, it's for the kings to search it out.
是为了让我们来寻求出来
So when people say you'll never understand the Trinity,
当有人说你永远不会明白三位一体
I don't know if I fully accept that.
我不认为我会接受这个话
I may not fully comprehend, but there's unfolding revelation that God releases to us.
我相信这里面是有没有揭开的真理，但是神，但是我们要寻求
And I believe that's a revelation that He wants us to understand because it's a relational element of the kingdom, which is family.
这里面有一个因素，就是一个启示，就让我们明白天国的，就是家的这个关系。
And so we become the fourth person within the relationship of the Trinity.
这样我们可以成为三位一体神的第四位。
So here's the order. If we're saying your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven,
当我们说你的旨意，降在地上，你的国降临的时候，是有这样一个次序。
There's an order in heaven.
天国是有次序的。
And so what's the order?
次序是什么呢？
I'm glad you asked.
你们问他吗？次序是什么？
It's the Father.
圣父。
Son.
圣子。
And Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The Father.
圣父
Son, Holy Spirit.
圣子圣灵
What's the order from heaven to earth?
Or,
I mean, from earth to heaven.
那么从下往从地往天的顺序是什么呢
It's Holy Spirit.
先是圣灵
Jesus.
耶稣
Father.
天父
So why do we think, why do so many people think they can know Jesus apart from Holy Spirit?
为什么有人认为我们可以不要圣灵就能够认识耶稣呢
Apart from Holy Spirit, you will never know the true Jesus.
没有圣灵我们不能认识真正的耶稣
Because the Holy Spirit
因为圣灵
is the existential Christ.
是基督的启示彰显
He's the executive administrative agent of the Godhead that governs heaven on the earth.
他是神在天上政权的一个地上的执行官
So apart from Holy Spirit, nothing of the kingdom takes place on the earth.
没有圣灵的话，天国任何都不可能彰显在地上。
And so a lot of people know Jesus apart from Holy Spirit.
很多人不依靠圣灵，他觉得他能认识耶稣。
And when you know Jesus apart from Holy Spirit,
当你不依靠圣灵去认识耶稣的时候
，you know the one Jesus now becomes. He's made in your image.
你就其实是按照你的心思意念、你的样子来塑造耶稣，你心里的耶稣。
So you don't get to know the true God, Lord Jesus.
你认识的不是真正的神主耶稣。
1 Corinthians 12 says, No one can say Jesus is Lord apart from the Holy Spirit.
林前十二章说，若不是圣灵，没有人能口称耶稣是主。
And say, we need to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
我们要跟圣灵相交。
There was a lady years ago, she was a prophetess in the body of Christ.
很多年前，基督身体中有一个女先知。
She was like a mother to me.
是做我的母亲一样的。
Her name was Jill Austin.
Jill Austin. 是，名字有点像。她的那个女先知名字叫 Jill Austin。
Jill Austin is a woman. Jill Austin is a man.
不是那个胡牧教会那个 Jill Austin。
But she was a prophetess in the body of Christ.
她这个是一个基督身体中的先知。
And I would say the Holy Spirit.
我就说圣灵。
She would say, "Don't say the Holy Spirit, Tony."
那个女先知就说不要这样称呼圣灵。
She says, "We don't say the Tony."
我们称呼人的时候也不说那个托尼
She said people need to know Holy Spirit is a real person
我们应该知道圣灵是一个真实存在的就是像人格的这样的神格的一位格
And that person lives inside you
那么这个人呢这位神呢就住在你的里面
It's not just a kingdom that lives inside you
不是我们里面不只有天国
It's the Holy Spirit
是圣灵
Because this is what Romans 14:17 says
罗马书十四章十七节说
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking.
神的国不在于吃喝
But of righteousness.
在于圣洁公义
Peace.
平安
And joy.
和喜乐
In the Holy Spirit.
圣灵中的喜乐
So in other words, all the auspices of the kingdom is found within Holy Spirit.
所以在圣灵中我们可以找到天国的所有因素
Are you doing okay?
跟上他吗
And so now, the Father is the creator.
天父是创造者
Holy Spirit, I mean Jesus is the word, he's the speaker.
耶稣是发表者，他是那个道，那个话。
And when the word and spirit come together,
当这个话语和灵在一起的时候
the spirit bursts the things of the kingdom and causes the word to become flesh.
圣灵就在天国中就是生产出一些东西，让这个天国降生出来。
And so the authority
权柄
is released by the sound.
是从声音发出的。
So that means that Jesus speaks, his words become authority.
当耶稣说话的时候，他的声音就变成了
权柄。He releases his authority by words.
他用话语释放他的权柄。
He is the word.
他就是那个道。
And so now, how does God speak?
那现在神怎么说话？
The Father creates.
天父创造。
The Son speaks by the sons of God.
圣子是透过神的众子说话。
We are Jesus on the earth.
我们是地上的耶稣。
We follow after Jesus.
我们跟随耶稣。
We're to model Jesus's life.
我们要跟随耶稣的生活。
And it's a wonder to me how so many people want the job of the Holy Spirit, trying to convict and judge and humble people.
我不明白很多人为什么在就是要靠着圣灵来怎么样
You're not called to be Holy Spirit.
就是要来代替圣灵的工作
You're called to be Jesus.
你被呼召是要成为耶稣的样式
Amen.
Amen.
And then the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵
The executive administrator.
就是执行者
Causes everything to take place.
让所有的事情发生
This is the dynamic of the relationship of the Godhead.
这就是神三一的关系的这个模式。
And in that place, we get caught up into the relationship of the Godhead.
那么我们就被带入这样的关系，神的关系里面。
That when the Father pours out His love to the Son,
当天父把爱倾倒在圣子身上
it's by the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the carrying agent of that love.
圣灵就把这个爱承载着。
And when Jesus pours out His love to the Father,
耶稣把他的爱要倾倒在父神身上
的时候 The Holy Spirit is the agent that delivers it.
圣灵也是那个承载者
And by the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵
as we receive the spirit of adoption as sons of God,
我们就被收养成为神的儿子
we get grafted into this intimate relationship of oneness.
我们就被纳入进入这个亲密的这个合一的关系
And when they pour out their love into one another, that perfect love,
当他们彼此把这个完美的爱浇灌下的时候
that's when we start seeing the kingdom manifest in our life.
那个时候我们就看见天国彰显在我们生活当中
It's because of the love of God.
是因为神的爱
Amen.
Amen.
Are you doing okay?
我们还好吗
And so, in your life,
所以在我们生活中
you embody the word.
我们就使道成为肉身
And the Holy Spirit carries it out
圣灵来把这件事做出来
So what's our job?
我们的工作是什么
In the new covenant
在新约里
In the old covenant
旧约
There was a sacrifice that was required
就是有要献的祭
In the new covenant
新约
It's no longer sacrifice
没有献祭了
It's relationship
就是关系
It's obedience
就是顺服
How many of you know you're called to do greater works than Jesus?
多少人知道我们被呼召做比耶稣更大的事
The sons of God are called to do greater works than Jesus.
神的众子被呼召做比耶稣更大的事
Wrap your mind around that thought.
我们要来思想这个事情
Around that truth.
要思想这个真理
It's in John 14:12.
是在约翰福音十四章十二节
How many of you want to do greater works than Jesus?
多少人要做比耶稣更大的事
How many of you believe you can do greater works than Jesus?
多少人真的相信你能够做比耶稣更大的事
That's a problem, isn't it?
这就是个问题，对吗？
Because you're not believing the word.
因为实际我们没有相信圣经的话。
You're believing a lie.
我们在相信谎言。
When you believe a lie over the truth, you start living a subordinate life in captivity.
当我们不是相信真理而相信谎言的时候，其实我们生活在一个自我矛盾的里面。
Get into the truth.
要进到真理里面。
You don't have an option. You're going to do greater works.
我们没有选择，我们会做比他更大的事。
It's a mandate.
这是一个命令。
So how does the greater works take place?
那这个更大的事是怎么发生呢
？It's John 14:21.
约翰福音十四章十二节。
John 14:21.
十四章二十一节。
And John 14:21 says this.
这样说。
He who has my commandments keeps them, and he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will disclose myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的，并蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
In translation, you just say this: I will show myself to you.
这个翻译掉了一句，就是我要向他显现。
It's obedience.
是透过顺服。
But see, here's the thing.Us Asians are very good at obedience.
亚洲人都是蛮顺服的。
But it's not from relationship we're good at.
但是我们在关系中却不是那么做的那么好。
We do it so we don't get punished.
我们顺服是为了不要被惩罚。
We do it from a place of fear.
我们是出于惧怕才顺服。
That's not the obedience God's looking for.
这不是神要的顺服。
He says, "When you obey me."
神说当你顺服我的时候
Don't do it in fear,
不是出于惧怕
because fear comes from punishment.
因为惧怕里含着刑罚
God doesn't punish you.
神不处罚你
Amen? Amen. You're unpunishable.
我们不是被处罚的。
Because the word says that Christ, he was punished once for all.
因为神已经一次性的永远替我们受了刑罚。
Discipline and punishment are two different things.
管教和惩罚是不同的两件事。
He disciplines us but doesn't punish.
他管教我们但是不惩罚我们。
And many of us, we obey because we want to receive love.
很多人我们顺服是为了得到爱。
If I do this, then I'll be loved more.
我如果这样做，我会被更爱。
We're very performance-oriented.
我们很行为表现导向。
Amen.
Amen.
But see, God says, "I want you to obey."
但神说我要你顺服。
Because of love.
因着爱，为因着爱。
Because I already gave you the fullness of my love.
因为我已经把我完全的爱都给了你了。
I want you to obey me.
所以我要你来顺服我。
And when you obey from that position, which is true sonship,
所以当你从这个位置，就是真儿子的角度去顺服的时候，
you'll start seeing the kingdom manifest.
你会看见天国的彰显。
Everything becomes a byproduct of the relationship and intimacy and righteousness with God.
所有的东西都是跟神的同在、神的意义的、神的亲密关系做的副产品。
Amen.
Amen.
Obedience.
顺服。
How many of you say? How many of you want to raise the dead?
多少人想让死人复活？
How many of you, if God said, "I want you to go pray for that dead body," you would go do it?
多少人神跟你说要为那个尸体祷告的时候，你会去的
？What happened to all the other hands that were up before?
那刚才举手的那些现在没举的是怎么回事
？I remember for years, God, I want to raise the dead.
我记得很多年前我说神啊，我要使死人复活。
God, I want to raise the dead.
主啊，我要让死人复活。
I pray for a lot of dead bodies.
我真的给很多尸体祷告过。
Even my pastoral team, when someone dies,
即使在我的那个牧长团队里面
，they're not allowed to call me until they try to raise the dead body.
如果有人死了的话，就是他们不是要先给我打电话，而是要他们先给这个尸体祷告。
They'll call me, so and so just passed away.
就跟他打电话说谁谁谁已经去世了。
I said, did you try raising them from the dead?
我第一个问题就是说你有没有给他祷告让他复活呢
No.
没有还没呢。
I said, call me after.
我说那你先去做再给我打电话。
Because I believe it could happen.
因为我相信会发生。
See, we believe there's a possibility.
我们相信有一个可能性。
But do you believe it'll happen?
但是你真的相信它会发生吗
And so I prayed for a lot of dead bodies, but one day I was passing a cemetery in my city.
那有一次我就是从一个就是好像牧场经过。
And the Holy Spirit said to me, "Do you want to raise the dead?"
圣灵就问我说：“你现在想让死人复活吗？”
I said, "Yes."
我说我愿意。
I want to raise the dead.
我想让死人复活。
And the Holy Spirit said, "Okay, good."
圣灵说很好。
He said, "I want you to make a U-turn, go drive into the cemetery, and lay your hands on the casket."
你现在就做个 U-turn 到那个墓地，就把手按在你的按在那个棺材上。
It's a funeral.
我说之前是葬礼才在进行啊。
And God said, "I know it's a dead person."
神说我知道那个人死了。
You want to raise the dead?
你不是要让死人复活吗
？Got to be next to dead people.
那是一个死人，要
It's just rational, right? What a concept.
就是非理性的。理性。
And so I drove into the cemetery.
那我就开车去了那个那个墓地啊。
I was so nervous.
就很紧张。
I said, "God, really?"
我说神真的吗
？He's like, "Yeah."
神说是。
I said, "No."
我说 No.
He said, "I want you to lay hands and go and just command the dead body to rise up."
神说我让你现在就去把手放在棺材上，命令死人复活。
I said, "God, can you do that today?"
我就说神呐，你今天真要这么做吗
？And finally, I just okay.
最后我就说好吧。
So I got out of the car. I went straight to it was near the tail end of a funeral.
我就下了车，我就去到那个葬礼快结束了。
And I laid hands on the casket. I walked up.
然后我就走上前去，把手按在棺材上。
Now I had to rationalize and manipulate myself.
我有一个理性的东西在，好像在控制我的里面。
Because I had to make myself think that the other people were going to think that I was late to the funeral and I was a friend that they don't know.
我就想让别人以为我是一个就是来参加葬礼的人，只是他们不认识我，我是一个朋友。
It's called holy manipulation.
就是想有一个神圣的操纵别人的想法。
And so I laid hands on the casket.
我就把手放在棺材上。
I said, "In the name of Jesus."
我说奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
You know, the third time is always holy.
第三次总是最神圣的。
You know, third day churches, third day resurrection.
第三天复活，第三总是很关键的。
The Trinity.
第三。
And I said, "In the name of Jesus."
我第三次说奉耶稣基督的名起来。
Guess what happened?
大家知道发生什么事？
Nothing.
什么都没有发生。
I walk back to my car as fast as possible.
我就快快地走向我的车，跑了。
I got in my car and I sped out of that cemetery.
我就飞快地开着车就跑了。
And I said, God.
我说神呐。
I feel stupid.
我好愚蠢呐。
I'm an idiot.
真是个很白痴啊。
And this is what I felt. I felt like God saying, I'm so proud of you.
但是我感觉神跟我说，我以你为荣。
I'm so proud of you.
我真的为你自豪。
God did that to me so many times.
神总是这样对待我。
The question is, are you willing to obey Him?
问题就是我们愿不愿意顺服他。
Because your promises and your dreams and your desires are locked up within your obedience.
因为你的梦想、你的命定、你的这个应许，都是就是只能够被你的顺服来打开。
And it's your obedience that unlocks these things to manifest. It's your obedience that the Holy Spirit takes and manifests the kingdom.
因为是你的顺服才能够打开这些，让圣灵把你这些东西彰显出来。
And so I remember we were at a park doing an outreach.
那我记得另外有一次，在公园里面。
Are we good? Okay. And a person in the middle of the park drops dead.
就有一个人在公园突然倒下就死了。
Call the paramedics.
就是。
They get there and they declare him dead. Coroner comes.
救护人员一来就是宣告他已经死了。
And God says, "You want to raise the dead?"
神就问我说，你想让死人复活吗？
Maybe.
我说也许吧。
Depends on what you tell me.
取决于你跟我说什么了。
And he says, pick up the body and throw it down on the ground.
Ready?
Yeah.
我确定一下，神就说你把这个尸体好像抬起来往地上丢下去，丢在地上，抬起来丢在地上。
I had one of my friends with me.
我那时候跟我朋友在一起。
I said, hey.
我说嗨。
You want to raise the dead?
你想死人复活吗？
He goes, yeah, why?
他朋友说为什么？
I said, hey, jump in the middle of that, pick up the body and throw it to the ground.
我就说，那你就这样，你就跳到中间，把那个尸体抬起来，然后再把它扔下去。
And he goes, are you serious?
我朋友说，你说真的吗？
And I said, yeah.
我说是。
And I was mentoring this guy.
我就跟我朋友讲。
And he goes, oh, okay, why don't you show me how to do it?
我朋友说，那为什么你不给我演示一下怎么做呢？
It's because I imparted wisdom to this young man.
因为他是这个有智慧的。
And I said, no, seriously, why don't you do it?
我就说是真的，你去做吧。
I said, I want to humble myself as a leader and give you the opportunity to try this.
我说我作为一个领袖，我要谦卑自己，把这个机会让给你吧。
And finally, I said, why don't we do it together?
他就说，最后说，哎呀，好吧，我们一起做吧。
And he goes, what if it doesn't happen?
那个人就说，那如果没什么事情发生怎么办？
I said, he's not going to get hurt, he's already dead.
我说反正他也不会疼，因为他已经死了。
Right? I'm a very rational and practical person.
你看我是个很实用的，很理性的人。
I said, one.
我说一。
Two.
二。
Three.
三。
He looked at me.
然后他就跟朋友一看
着他。He said, why didn't you go?
说你去啊。
He said, why didn't you go?
我说你怎么不去啊？
And so finally I said, let's just do it.
然后他就说我们一起。
And so we jumped in the middle.
然后我们就跳进去。
Picked up the body.
就抬起尸体。
And we threw it to the ground.
然后扔在地上。
And they said, what are you doing?
然后旁边人说你们在干什么？
The paramedics and the court, they were mad.
那些救护人就生气了。
They're like, where's your respect?
就说你们怎么一点礼尊重都没有？
But when body hit the ground and it bounced a couple times.
因为尸体撞到地上的时候会弹几下。
One of the bounces,
那个弹,
he goes,
因为那个就好像就这样子。
And he gets, God resurrects him.
就是好像神让他复活了。
Now you gotta say a little more exciting than that.
复活了。
This is a resurrection story. You can't be like, no, he got resurrected.
就是很兴奋的要说他复活了。
Right? See, your obedience.
就是你的他的顺服。
God's not just looking for a sacrifice, he's looking for your obedience.
神不只是要看到你的牺牲，他要看你的顺服。
And that means that you have to be willing to make mistakes, you have to be willing to risk.
就是你要愿意出错，愿意冒险。
Okay, you believe God, but do you trust him?
你真的相信他吗？你要信任他。
Because that's what God's looking for.
因为神在你身上要找这个。
He wants your trust.
他要你信任他。
That when he says something, that you would do it.
当他说什么时候，你就会去做的。
And you will start seeing the miracles, signs, and wonders, and a demonstration of the kingdom.
这样你才能够看到天国的彰显，神迹奇事的发生。
I remember I was ministering one day, and there was a person in a wheelchair, and God says, "I want you to pull him out of that wheelchair."
有一天我在服侍的时候，有个人坐轮椅，神就说你要把他从轮椅上拉起来。
I said, "Are you serious?"
我说主啊，是真的吗
？So I went to him and I said, "You know what? I feel like I'm gonna pull you." Out,
and
God's going to heal you.
那我说我要把你拉起来，因为神要医治你。
So I said, "Is it okay?"
我说可以吗？
And he said, "Yeah."
那个人说行。
I said, "In the name of Jesus."
我说奉耶稣基督的名。
Stand up and walk.
站起来走路。
And I pulled him up.
他就把他拉起来。
And the person fell over.
然后这个人就摔倒了。
And I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
我就说对不起啊。
And the ushers helped put him back in the wheelchair.
然后再把他放到轮椅上。
Peter almost drowned.
彼得在水面上行走的时候差点淹死。
But at least he walked on water 3 steps.
但是至少他还在水上走了几步。
How many of you want to be used by God?
多少人想被神使用？
90% of the hands don't even go up anymore. This is going to be an easy night.
90%人都不举手了现在。
I said one time, God, I want to be you. I want you to use me.
有一次我对神说，我要你使用我。
Lord, I want people to encounter you in my life.
我希望人在我的生命中能够与你相遇。
I want to move in detailed words of knowledge so that they would know that you're real.
我想要行走在这些神迹奇事中，这样人可以来真的认识你。
And so I was going grocery shopping.
我就去到。去买菜。
I went out for a run. My wife was pregnant. She wanted ice cream.
我太太那时候怀孕，想吃冰淇淋。
And so, as a good husband,
作为一个好丈夫
why are you laughing?
为什么要笑
I don't even know why you're laughing.
为什么要笑
I am a good husband.
我是个好的先生
My mommy tells me so.
告诉我要这样做
So I went out and got ice cream.
我就去给他买冰淇淋
I passed this guy.
我就路过一个人
And God says, his name's Steve.
神就跟我说，他的名字叫 Steven。
Tell him I love him。
告诉他我爱他。
I said, God, you tell him you love him。
我说神，你自己告诉他你爱他吧。
And so I'm so nervous. I'm pacing back and forth in front of him。
我就很紧张的绕着他走来走去。
You know, he's looking at me a little strange。
然后那个人就一直奇怪的看着我。
Like I'm stalking him。
好像我在监视他。
Don't forget, I live in California。
因为我住在加州。
Right?
你看，就是这样怪怪的。
And I finally mustered up enough courage to risk.
然后我终于就有这个勇气来冒险。
I said, "Hey, is your name Steve?"
我就问他说，你叫 Steve 吗？
And he says, "Why?"
他说为什么这样问我？
I said, "I feel like God telling me He loves you."
我说我感觉神要我跟你说神爱你。
And he goes, "No."
然后他说不是的。
And he goes, "My name's not Steve."
他说我名字不叫 Steve.
I said, "Never mind."
他说没关系。
And I went to another store to get the ice cream.
然后我就到另外一个店去买冰淇淋了。
Because I never wanted to see him again.
因为我再也不想看见这个人了。
You have to risk it all.
你真的是要一直冒险。
If you want to be used by God, you have no reputation.
如果你要想被神使用，你没有自己的名声。
You have no name.
你没有自己的名字。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣的名字。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣的名字。
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣的名字。
And when you start living like this,
当你开始这样生活的时候，
you don't have to wait for revival.
你不需要等着复兴。
Because you're a walking revival waiting to happen.
因为你就是行走的复兴。
Amen.
Amen.
And then you'll start seeing the healings.
你就会看见医治。
For 2 years.
两年。
Not one healing.
不是，一个医治都没发生。
I prayed for over 1,000 people, not one healing.
我给上千人祷告，没一个得医治的。
But God kept saying, "Pray."
但神说你继续祷告。
Four pastors took me to lunch.
四个牧师带我去吃饭。
Different times.
不同的。
Unbeknownst to each other.
彼此都不认识。
They said you have no anointing.
说托尼啊，你没有恩膏。
You're a boring speaker.
你讲话也很无聊。
You're not smart.
你也不聪明。
Don't ever go into the ministry.
不要再进行做这些事工了。
You don't have what it takes.
你没有所拥有的这些东西可以做事工。
God.
神啊。
And he said, "You're my son."
神说你是我儿子。
Go for it.
去吧。
God, I prayed for over 1,000 people, not one person got healed.
主啊，我已经给上千人祷告，没一个得医治的。
I pray for people.
我给人祷告。
And they say, I'm getting worse.
那些人就变得更糟糕的情况。
I pray for people.
我给人祷告。
Doctors said they have 3 days to live.
本来他们还能活三天的。
They die in 24 hours.
两个小时就死掉了。
I had a neighbor come to my door one day.
我有一个邻居来敲我的门。
He said, Are you praying for me?
他说你为我祷告吗？
I said, Yeah, yeah, why?
我说是的，我一直在为你祷告。
He said, Because when I felt like you were praying for me, my body got worse.
因为你为我祷告，所以我身体越来越糟糕了。
He said, I don't know what kind of pastor you have. Don't ever pray for me again.
我说我不知道你是什么样的牧师，请你别再给我祷告了。
I said, God.
我说神呐。
He said, Keep going.
神说继续做。
Keep doing it.
继续做，继续做。
I said, What are you talking about?
说主啊，你在说什么呀？
But he said, Keep going.
神说继续做。
I gave so many wrong names.
我给出了很多人错误的名字。
Even ministry time, I'm like, God, I pray for this young man.
即使是在服事的时候，我说主啊，我给这个年轻人祷告。
I pray for the destiny of this young man.
我要为这个人的命定祷告。
And then the person takes off the hoodie.And it's a girl.
然后这个人就把他的帽子打开，她是个女孩。
I just wounded her identity.
然后他还伤害了他的这个身份。
I could tell you story after story.
我可以告诉你们很多的故事。
One day I was flying to Singapore.
有一天我在新加坡。
I gotta land this plane.
我就是坐飞机要落地。
I was sitting in the middle seat.
我坐在中间排。
And there's two old ladies talking.
有两个老年妇人在我旁边讲话。
I was like this. We're about to take off.
就快要下飞机了。
They both had the gift of talking.
他们就是还在讲话。
And I felt like the Holy Spirit say.
我就感觉到圣灵说。
The lady on your left's name is Elizabeth.
左边的这个妇人名字叫伊丽莎白。
Yeah.
我说真的吗？
You got it wrong before.
你以前搞错过呀，神。
And so I didn't say anything.
我就什么都没说。
And the Holy Spirit kept nudging me.
圣灵一直催逼我。
My heart was beating fast.
我的心就跳得很快。
I was sweating.
我就很流汗。
I'm going. This is a 16-hour flight.
我说主啊，我都飞了16个小时了。
I don't want to be like this for 16 hours.
我不想16个小时就是这个样子。
We're on the runway.
哦，是在就要起飞。
Took out my Bible, started reading it.
拿着圣经读。
And God says, Hey, her name's Elizabeth.
神说，哎，她的名字叫伊丽莎白。
I'm like, God, don't interrupt me. I'm trying to spend time with you.
我说主啊，你别打扰我，在读圣经呢。
Trying to read your word.
我要读你的圣经啊。
And finally, I said, Excuse me.
我最后终于说，对，抱歉。
I said, Is your name Elizabeth?
说你的名字叫伊丽莎白吗？
She said, 为什么？
她说为什么？
I said, Because I feel like God has something to say to you.
我说因为我感觉神有话要对你说。
And she said, Do I know you?
然后她就说我认识你吗？
She said, Because my name is Elizabeth.
因为我的名字就是伊丽莎白。
I said, One moment.
我说这个对了一次。
Now what?
现在该怎么办呢？
And then he gave me a picture.
让神给我一个图画。
Of a white man.
一个白人。
With a beard.
有胡子的。
Standing next to Jesus. Standing next to Jesus.
就是站。
Standing next to Jesus.
站代表耶稣。站在耶稣的前面旁边。
Standing next to Jesus.
站在耶稣的旁边。
And I said,
我说
did your father pass away?
你父亲是去世了吗？
She said, yes.
她说是啊。
She said, I just buried him.
我刚刚埋葬了他。
I said, I don't know your belief system, and I don't know what's going on.
我说我不知道你信仰什么，也不知道发生了什么。
But I said, I see your father standing next to Jesus.
但是我看见你的父亲站在耶稣旁边。
I said, did your father have a white beard?
你的父亲是不是有白胡子？
She said, yes.
她说是的。
I said, did he have round glasses?
他是不是有这个圆的眼镜？
She said, yes.
她说是的。
And I said, he's with Jesus.
我说他正在跟耶稣在一起。
She broke out in weeping.
然后她就开始哭泣了。
And she said, "Thank you so much."
她说太感谢你了。
She said, "I've been asking God for a sign."
我一直求神给我个记号。
Because I didn't know if my father knew Jesus or not.
因为我不确定我的父亲认识耶稣吗。
And she said, "Thank you."
她说谢谢你。
And then her friend says, "Do you have a word for me?"
然后她旁边的朋友就说，你对我有什么话吗？
I said, "I don't know. Let me ask."
我说我不知道，让我问一下。
Because now I'm confident.
现在我就好有信心了。
Of course, I have a word for you.
当然，我对你有话说了。
My name is Tony Kim, and God speaks to me.
因为我的名字叫托尼 Kim， 神对我讲话呢。
and I gave her a word.
我就给她一个话语。
Middle aisle.
在中间行。
Lady, you have a word for me?
旁边那个人说，你对我有话吗？
Of course I do.
有的，我有的。
I just got this lady's name.
我知道这个女士的名字。
And I gave her a word.
我也给她一句话。
And then the stewardess comes, and she had a brace on her wrist. 然后那个
空乘人员一走过来，她戴了一个手链。
So what happened to your wrist?
就说你的这个手是怎么了？
She said, I have tendonitis.
就是有点关节炎。
I said, can I pray for you?
我就说我能给你祷告吗？
Because you know I'm pretty bold now.
你看我现在好大胆的。
I'm confident.
我非常有信心。
So I said, take off your brace.
就把你的这个手上的这个环拿下来。
And I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed.
我说奉耶稣基督的名得医治。
And she moved it around.
然后她就开始转她手。
She says, it's all better.
她说好了很多。
She said, that's incredible.
她说真的不可思议。
I said, that's Jesus.
我说那是耶稣做的。
And then all of a sudden,
突然
people started lining up.
很多人开始排队，开始排队了。
There was a ministry line that formed.
然后就像那种事工一样。
You know how good God is?
你知道神是怎么样做？
The Elizabeth
那个耶利沙白
says, I think you need to have this seat.
就说你应该坐我这个位置。
I said, I think I need that seat too.
我说我认为我应该坐你这个边上的位置。
So she took the middle seat.
所以她就坐到中间去。
I got the aisle seat.
我就到了这个走廊的位置。
Jesus.
在耶稣。
We had revival on the plane.
在这个飞机上就有一个复兴。
Revival comes through obedience.
复兴就是从顺服而来的。
I can tell you story after story.
我可以讲很多很多这样的故事。
Of how God breaks out.
就是神是怎么做工的。
Do you believe that God could use you this way?
你认为神也可以这样的来使用你吗？
How many of you believe that I'm special?
多少人相信他很特殊？我们很特殊。
Yeah, me. How many of you believe that I'm special?
他很特殊。
Not you, just me.
多少人认为他很特殊？
But how many of you believe that you're special?
多少人相信你很，我们自己很特殊？
Greater work shall you do.
我们要做更大的事。
We've seen the resurrection of birds.
看到这个鸟复活。
We've seen the resurrection of fish.
看到鱼复活。
We've just seen God move in unusual ways.
我们看到神用不同寻常的方式在运行。
Don't limit God.
不要限制神。
On what He can do through you.
他能透过你做什么？不要限制。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have pain in your left shoulder, stand up.
如果你左肩膀疼痛，站起来。左肩膀。Left shoulder.
Oh wow! Why so many?
这么多，这么多。
I want to be sensitive with time.
我们就是要敏锐一些现在。
We're going to do this speedily.
我们要很快地做这个事，做很快。
Someone here, you fell on your tailbone.
有的人在你的尾巴骨这里。
And there's been pain in your tailbone.
你摔过你的尾骨。
Who is that?
你的尾骨还在疼，摔过的。
Okay, stand up.
你站起来，你的尾骨疼的，摔过。
Somebody, your left elbow.
左边的手肘
Yeah, like, who is that?
你的左边手肘有问题是谁？
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵，求你来。
We welcome you.
圣灵，我们欢迎你。
We acknowledge your presence here.
我们欢迎你的同在。
He's here.
圣灵就在这里。
Just move your shoulder. Just move your elbow.
动一动你的手肘，动一动你的手臂。
Right now, just move it.
因为现在他的同在，神的同在就在这里。现在开始动一下。
Just move it.
动一下，动一下。
If you're feeling better, just wave your hand.
如果你感受有一些好，你就挥挥手。
Just wave your hand if you're feeling better.
如果你感受有好转，你就挥挥手。
Two hands, just do this.
两个手一起挥，两个手一起挥。
Look at all these hands. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣，你正在做工。
See what happens when His presence comes.
所以当他的同在在的时候，就神就。
Yeah, give the Lord a hand.
给神一个掌声。
There's a deafness or a hard of hearing in the left ear.
左耳朵听力有障碍的，或者是耳聋。
Who is that?
耳聋或者听力有障碍的，左耳。
Stand up, stand up.
左耳，你就站起来，左耳。
Stand up.
站起来，站起来，只现在只是左耳的站起来。
Arthritis in your hands.
手的那个关节疼。
Stand up.
站起来，手关节。
If you still have pain in your body, I want you to stand up.
刚才你的身体疼痛还有没有消失的，你继续站着。
Those of you who are sitting, you're on my ministry team.
你是我的施工团队。
Welcome.
欢迎你们。
So find someone around you.
坐着的人现在找你旁边站着的。
Find someone around you to pray for.
找你旁边站着的人为他祷告。
And this is what I want you to do.
大家要跟他要这样做，先听一下。
I want you.
我要你们。
To not pray.
不要祷告。
Nothing wrong with prayer, obviously.
当然，祷告没有错误。
But I want you to declare.
但是我要你宣告。
The Father creates.
天父创造。
The Son speaks by the sons.
圣子透过众子来讲出
the word of declaration,
讲出宣告的话语
and the Holy Spirit carries it out.
圣灵把它带出来
I want you to declare healing. Take authority over the sickness and declare healing over them.
我要你拿出这个权柄，对于疾病上的这个权柄，要来宣告医治在他身上
And I want you to do it for about 15 to 20 seconds.
你要15秒到20秒这样宣告。
Long prayers doesn't mean anointed prayers always.
长祷告并不总是有恩膏的。
And so I want you to just bless them and just find out what they need prayer for.
先要问他一下他要祷告的部分是什么。
And if it's appropriate, ask them if you could put your hand on them.
问他你可不可以按手在那个地方。
And then make your declaration.
就开始宣告了。
And so Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're here.
圣灵，谢谢你在这里。
Lord, I take authority over every sickness.Every ailment, every disease, the spirit of infirmity right now.
圣灵，我宣告，我对各样的疾病都有权柄。
And we bind it.
我们来捆绑。
And we loose healing in this place right now.
我们要来释放医治在这个地方。
Say healing walls of revival open up.
这个释放的恩膏，医治的恩膏要在我们这里。
The anointing from the healing of the leaves.
那个恩膏的这个医治的叶子要释放。
Lord, that you would release it now in Jesus' name.
主啊，释放这个医治的叶子上的恩膏。
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
你说奉耶稣基督的名，你得医治。
Check your body right now.
现在来活动一下，动一下你的身体。
And if you're healed.
如果你觉得大有
好感，I want you to come up.
你就来，你觉得
I want you to come up. If you're healed, come up.
你就上来。如果你觉得你有减缓和得医治
come out of your seat quickly, quickly, quickly.
快点，快点！你觉得你得
quickly, quickly.
跑上来
quickly.
跑上来
quickly, quickly.
医治的感觉，得医治的
quickly, quickly. Come, come, come.
跑上来
just stand out there.Jesus, you're healed. You're healed.
我们得医治了。
You're healed.
我们得医治了。
Look at all these healings.
医治得医治的上来。
Only those who are healed come up.
得医治的才上来。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Just come, just come, just come.
就是得医治的上来。
Just come closer. Just come on this side too.
继续的往前。
If you're healed, just come to this side.
继续的来，继续的来，排在后面。所有得医治的。
Just come, just come.
继续的来，继续的。你要数一下人，啊。
Listen, look at this.
来，我们来看神的作为。
This was in 25 seconds.
这是25秒钟的宣告。
All the healings took place.
医治就产生。
What could happen in obedience?
这是基于顺服才产生的。
The kingdom manifests.
天国就彰显。
The power of God flows through you.
神的能力透过我们彰显。
Because someone said yes.
因为有人向神说是的。
Because someone said yes.
因为有人对主说是的。
See, God's raising up a generation of sons who will say yes to the Father.
神要兴起一代的儿子，是对神一直说是的。
In cooperation with the Holy Spirit, we'll see the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit.
可以与圣灵同工，让圣灵可以彰显出来的。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we give Jesus one more hand?
我们给耶稣掌声。
If your ear was hard of hearing or you were deaf, raise your hand and you're healed.
刚才是你的耳朵的问题，耳朵本来不容易听见，现在能听见的耳朵。
One, anyone else here?
还有吗？
Jesus.
耳朵的问题的，刚才得医治耳朵。
Thank you, God. Someone's left hip.
你的左边大腿。
Someone, you have pain in your left hip.
左边大腿这里本来疼的。
Is that you?
是你吗？
Is that you? So, yeah, is there anybody else?
还有吗？刚才左边腿得医治的。
Just stay there. Just stay there. Someone, just get around them right now.
在那边，那边。
Did you hear what I said? Someone, get around them right now. Raise your hand if your hip is pain in your hip.
如果左腿现在还疼的，有人要到他的身边来。
Declare healing over them.
就是
our sister over there.
就是宣告。
We gotta do this quickly. It's late.
就是要快一点，就是还是宣告，有人到他的旁边，王军旁边。
In the name of Jesus, stretch your hands out towards them. In the name of Jesus, I command the hips to be loose right now. In the name of Jesus, I command the pain to be gone. In Jesus' name,
所有疼痛都离开。
Check your hips right now.
现在来检查一下。
Do something you couldn't do.
做你本来不能做的事情，检查一下。
Move your hips.
动一动。
Do something.
动一下，扭一下。
How's your hip?
你的膝盖，你的腿怎么样？
It's all better. He said it's
好很多。
Two thumbs. Give Jesus a hand.
给耶稣一个掌声。
How's your hip?
你的腿怎么样了？
How's your hip?
腿怎么样了？
Is it? She's healed. Give Jesus a hand.
给耶稣一个掌声。
It's just a yes to God.Thank you, Lord. Now, here's what I want you to do.
See,
we need to learn to start ministering to one another in love.
We need to
learn to start ministering to one another. See, your pastors aren't the one that's supposed to always pray for you.
不只是要总是找牧师一个人去祷告。
Your leaders aren't the one that's supposed to always pray for you.
你的领袖不是总是让他为你祷告。
Your pastors and leaders, they release you to pray for one another.
你的领袖和牧师就是释放我们可以彼此祷告。
Oh well, what if someone's demon comes on me?
如果有人有问题找到我。
Good.
很好。
See, when I've had people, these people said that person has a demon.
有人来我说这个人被鬼附了，那我就想被祷告。
I said, well, I'm going to let them pray for me.
就说让找人来为我祷告。
And so they lay hands on me.
就按手在他身上。
Lay hands on me.
按手在他身上。
And their demon manifests.
那个魔鬼就彰显出来。
And I cast out the devil.
然后就把鬼赶出去。
Because I'm not living under the old covenant, I'm living a new covenant.
因为我不是活在旧约下面，我是活在新约。
Because in the old covenant, when the unclean touched the clean became unclean.
因为在旧约，不洁净的摸着洁净的，洁净的就变成不洁净的。
But in the new covenant, as sons.
但是在新约，作为儿子。
When the unclean touches the clean.
那不洁净的摸着洁净的。
The unclean becomes clean.
那不洁净的人就成了洁净。
Because you and I have power and authority.
因为我们有权柄和能力。
Amen.
Amen.
Can we give Jesus one more hand?
我们给耶稣掌声。
I want you to lift your hands right now.
我们现在把手就伸出来。
I'm going to release an impartation right now.
我现在要来分赐一个恩膏。
That whatever I carry.
我身上所有的。
that God would give to you in double portion.
愿神把这个双倍的都放在我们都赐给我们。
See, my desire.
我的盼望。
Is one day for me to come.
就是有一天我们每个人。
Where Pastor John calls me.
就是当周牧师给我打电话。
And he says.
他说。
We don't need you anymore.
我们不再需要你了。
We don't need you anymore.
我们不再需要你了。
But just come and enjoy and let's do a relationship.
那你来就跟我们建立美好的关系就行了。
Come and eat good food and drink good coffee with me.
来就跟我们一起吃喝快乐就可以了。
But we don't need you to minister because now everyone is now ministering.
我们不再需要你服侍，因为每个人都可以服侍了。
Because the sons of God have arisen.
因为神的众子都兴起了。
That's my heart.
这是我的心。
That's my hope.
这是我的期望。
And so I pray right now.
所以我现在祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
That God, whatever you put on me.
主啊，你所有放在我身上的。
Well, that you would put on these ones.
你要赐给每一个人。
So Lord, I release this impartation to you right now.
我奉耶稣基督名，现在就来释放分赐这个恩膏。
Just receive it.
就是领受。
Receive it by faith.
靠着信心领受。
If you don't feel anything, just receive it by faith.
你如果没有感觉，你就凭信心领受。
You don't receive impartation by feeling. You receive it by faith.
我们领受分赐不是靠感觉，是靠信心。
You don't receive it by falling. You receive it by faith.
你不是靠着感觉，你是靠着信心。
Those things are okay.
也有彰显也没问题。
And I like those things.
也很好。
But you receive by faith.
但是你是靠信心领受的。
Lord, I pray for the release of impartation for miracles.
主啊，我现在来分赐行神迹奇事的恩膏。
See, even last night, there were feathers that were in this place.
就是昨天晚上在我们中间所彰显的。
Signs and wonders.
神迹奇事。
I release the anointing for signs and wonders.
我奉耶稣之名来分赐神迹奇事的恩膏。
I declare that signs and wonders shall follow you, and you will no longer chase after signs and wonders.
奉主的名宣告，神迹奇事随着你，而不是你追随神迹奇事。
Because Mark 16 says, and these signs shall follow those who believe.
马可福音十六章说，信的人必有神迹跟着他们。
Signs are a byproduct of believers.
这个神迹奇事是信心的人所结的副产品。
Lord, I release an impartation.
主啊，我来释放这个分赐。
Of the anointing for healing.
医治的恩膏来分赐下来。
Lord, I pray that you would use this family.
主啊，求你使用这个家庭。
To uncap the wells of revival in Vancouver.
要来打开温哥华的复兴的这个盖子。
Uncap the healing wells in Vancouver.
打开温哥华医治潮流的这个盖子。
The wells of 1948.
就是一九四八年的这个复兴。
Lord, that was birthed in Saskatchewan. Do it again.
主啊，是在 Saskatchewan 所做的。主啊，你再次到我们中间来做。
Lord, raise up the A.A. Allens, raise up the William Branhams, raise up the Jack Coes and the Oral Roberts, God.
主啊，你来再兴起像 A.A. Allen 那样的牧者，你来兴起这些行神迹奇事的这个仆人在我们中间。
So receive it now in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名领受。
Receive it now in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名领受。
Receive it by faith right now in Jesus' name.
靠信心来领受，领受。
Someone, you have pain.
有人在。
Right under your left arm.
左胳膊下面有疼痛。
You get sharp pains there.
有比较尖锐的疼痛，就好像在左肋下的地方。
Be healed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名，现在得医治。
Who is that?
是谁？是谁？
Who is that?
举下手，是你吗？
Is that you?
左肩膀。
Someone pray for him, and then we have somebody over here too.
来，有人在他身边来祷告，
就是
宣告，宣告。
Just pray for them.
宣告，为他祷告。
We thank you.
谢谢主。
Lord, we command healing for tailbones right now.
奉耶稣基督名宣告，这个尾骨的伤害得医治。
Thank you, Jesus.
奉耶稣基督名。
Deviated septum, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Deviated septum. If you have asthma right now, be healed in Jesus' name.
如果我们有哮喘的。
If you have asthma, raise your hand.
有哮喘的人举手。
Just pray. pray for them. Find the ones around you right now.
来，旁边的人为他祷告。
Deviated septum. Come up here, Enran.
没有。
Just stay up here. Deviated septum.
就是鼻子的中间隔膜，这个是移位的，这就是鼻子的中间这个隔膜是不正的，鼻中隔。
Pray for them.
来祷告，旁边人为他祷告，就鼻中间隔膜移位了。
You have tendonitis in your left wrist.
你的左边的手肘是有这个肌腱炎啊，什么关节炎这些。
Who is that?
左手肘，手腕，对不起，手腕。
Who is that?
左手腕。
Okay, pray for them right now. Just pray.
肌腱炎。
Find the hands up and start praying for them.
左边啊，如果有举手的，旁边的人给他祷告。
Lord, I command the deviated septums to realign right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Father, for left wrist arthritis or tendonitis. Father, we declare healing right now.
我们来宣告对各种的关节炎，无论是腿部还是什么地方的关节炎的疼痛的医治。
We bless you, God. We thank you, Lord.Someone's lower back.
有的人的这个下面的腰部。
You have trouble bending over lower back.
就是你没有办法弯下腰来，就是下面的腰部比较疼痛，弯不下来。
Just raise your hand and someone's going to pray for you.
你就把手举高点，旁边的人为你祷告。
And so Lord, we thank you right now.
主啊，谢谢你。
For those of you who just got prayer for a deviated septum.
刚才那个鼻这个中间隔膜移位被祷告过的。
Breathe in.
你呼吸一下。
And see if it's better.
有没有感觉又？
Has it opened up?
有没有好像扩张了一点？
Just wave, just lift your hand, wave at us.
有没有感觉有所不同？
Is feeling better. What about your husband? He waved. Is he better? Feeling better? Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
Can we give Jesus a hand?
我们给神一个掌声。
It was an honor for me to be here with you.
真的很荣幸来到大家中间。
And one day I hope to see you again.
希望有一天还能见到大家。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
愿神祝福每一位。
God bless you.
神祝福。
I just want to give this worship team a word.
我要有一个话要给这个敬拜团队。
You really carry the presence.
你们真的能带下神的同在。
This is what I sense.
这是我的感觉。
When you go to the next building,
你去到我们去到新堂的时候
，It's not just an upgrade in within the size of the building.
不只是教堂的面积变大。
It's an upgrade of His presence.
是他的同在的程度提升了。
And there's something about the well of revival in that place.
因为在那里有这个复兴的这个一个井，这个泉源。
That you're going to be able to partner with that which was taken place years ago.
我们就会成为那里多年前复兴的，我们成为他的一个就是那个好像同伴、合作、合伙人。
And there's going to be a new level of presence.
神的同在会提升一个新的高度。
We're just within worship.
就只是借着敬拜。
People are going to start getting healed.
就有人会得医治。
Just in His presence.
在神的同在中。
People are going to step in.
人就会来往前进。
And they're going to be delivered.
就会得释放。
There's going to be great power released from His presence.
他的同在中会释放很大的能力。
And I feel like for this church.
我感受这个教会。
The Lord is going to teach you in greater ways on how to steward His presence because it's going to increase.Like never before.
神要教导我们如何做他的同在的好管家，因为这个同在会不断的提升。
So I feel like there's a shift.
我感觉有一个改转变。
I feel like this place has been known for teachings.
这个地方是一个以教导为主为名的。
It's good.
是很好。
It's going to continue to give strong teaching.
我们要继续给出很有力的教导。
But now you're going to be known for presence.
但是以后我们要以神的同在得名。
You're going to be known as a house of presence.
同在，我们要成为神同在的殿。
Amen.
Amen.
And so get ready.
所以要预备好。
Because God's about to break out in new ways.
因为神要从新的方面给我们突破。
Amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a hand.
给耶稣掌声。